Hello, my name is Dave McMinn, and I am the director of the Texas Wesley, and it's a great and awesome joy to be with you this morning. Will you please join me as we read our scripture reading from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On earth, there will be dismay among the nations with their confusion over the roaring of the sea and the surging of the waves. The planets and the other heavenly bodies will be shaking, causing people to faint from fear and foreboding of what is to coming in the world. Then they will see the human one coming on a cloud with great power and splendor. Now, when these things begin to happen, stand up straight and raise your head because your redemption is near. Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you know that God's kingdom is near. I assure you that this generation won't pass away until everything has happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will certainly not pass away. Take care that your hearts aren't dulled by drinking parties, drunkenness, and the anxieties of day-to-day life. Don't let that day fall upon you unexpectedly like a trap. It will come upon everyone who lives on the whole face of the earth. Stay alert at times, praying that you are strong enough to escape everything that is about to happen and to stand before the human one. Will you join me in prayer? Holy Spirit, come over us and overcome us. As we begin this journey of Advent together, may this scripture that we have heard read and the words that you have placed on my heart impact us in a way that will help us to see your Son Jesus in our world around us and inspire us to be the hands and feet of Christ to everyone that we meet. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, good morning. It's so good to be here today and to be sharing in this time with each of you. When I was growing up, one of the things that I enjoyed doing with my dad was playing checkers. And my dad was kind of an interesting person, and he never let me win. So you can imagine, as a child, how that affected me. I was very upset many times, although it did make me quite a checkers player. But as Dimitri Martin, a comedian, once said, if you say that you're good at checkers, that's kind of like saying you're not really good at anything at all. But I was good at checkers. So I remember specifically one day where my dad came home from work early to play checkers with me. And it just so happened that we had planned for me to go over to a friend's house, and my dad had forgot. And I was distraught because here my dad had shown up and was doing something special for me by coming home early, and I couldn't spend time with him. And so noticing that I was obviously upset, he sat me down and he said, you know, I'm glad that I came home early. I'm glad that I didn't realize that you had this other event planned, because it meant that I actually got to see you before you went over to your friend's house. And that moment has stuck with me my entire 30 years later, and I still think about that moment and how it made me feel knowing that my dad loved me. And I knew my dad loved me because he would show up. He showed up in my life. And the same thing is true with God. We know that God loves us because God shows up. That's what Advent really is all about. Advent means coming, and every year we talk about the coming of Jesus in the world. And you might be wondering, why every year do we need to tell the same story? Well, it's because we need to hear it every year. We need to hear the story about how it is always God who is showing up in our lives, and that's the story of the entire scripture. God created a good world for us to live in, and we are told that God used to walk in the cool evening breeze with creation in the Garden of Eden. It wasn't God that abandoned humanity, it was humans that walked away. But even then, God did not leave us. Throughout the story of the Bible, we hear about how God shows up time and time again with Abraham and making this covenant of how Abraham's descendants would be a blessing to all the world, and his son Isaac, and then his son Jacob, and how God was present in their lives, and how God was even present in the people of Israel, even while they were in slavery, sending Moses to deliver them. And as they wandered through the desert after they had been liberated from their slavery, God was with them in a cloud by day and fire by night, dwelling in the tabernacle when they rested. And the people of God, as they settled in the promised land, also had God with them first in the tabernacle and in the temple. This was God's chosen way to restore us, to redeem us, to reconcile us back into relationship with God, to show up out of God's great love. And then in the fullness of time, God sent his one and only Son, Jesus, into the world so that we might have life and life eternal. We need to retell the story of Advent every single year because it is a remarkable story that that God's chosen way to save us was by becoming human. That the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, made tabernacle among us, suffered like we suffered, lived a perfect life, showing us how to live, and then eventually dying on the cross so we would be liberated from slavery to sin and death, and ultimately being vindicated through his resurrection. That is God's chosen way of liberating us. And so Advent is about God showing up in our life to show us that we are loved. And we think about it by reflecting on God showing up through the person of Jesus 2,000 years ago. We think about it of God showing up in our lives each and every day. And we also think about it through the ultimate reality when Jesus is going to return and that we will experience God in a new way through the resurrected new heavens and earth. And so our mission today as we begin Advent is to share the boundless love of Christ that we experience through the presence of Christ. So scripture's a really pretty interesting one. Thank you, JJ, for going on a trip and asking me to preach it. It's not your obvious Advent passage. If you kind of were scratching your head when I was reading that earlier and thinking, okay, where is he going with that? Then you're in good place. So there's several different ways to interpret this passage. One is that it is a mini-apocalypse. An apocalypse is not what we think of it, as it has been, most people think about it today, as some sort of end-of-the-world scenario. Apocalypse is a form of literature that was written in hidden language that often by people who were oppressed so they could hide that message from their oppressors. And oftentimes it does talk about the ultimate hope, which is where the term apocalypse came from. And many people who have read this scripture have seen it as one of those kinds of scriptures, of pointing future to a future of full of hope. And you see that in the first part. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and stars. On earth there will be dismay among the nation. And their confusion over the roaring of the seas and the surging waves. The planets and other heavenly bodies will be shaking, causing people to faint from fear and foreboding of what's coming in the world. But they will see the human one coming on a cloud with power and great splendor. And now when these things begin to happen, stand up and straight and raise your head because your redemption is near. And so anytime that we are experiencing turmoil in our life, we can turn to the scripture and know that there is a moment of hope, that in those difficult times, the human one or the Son of Man, the promised one, is going to show up in our lives. And when God shows up, it shows God's love for us. There's another way to interpret this passage, though, and that is that Jesus was speaking to his followers right after, not too long after he would leave and ascend into heaven. And he knew that he had been rejected by the people of Judah and Jerusalem, and they would turn to violence and try to overthrow their Roman oppressors. And so Jesus is warning them that this time of destruction is going to come because when you defy Rome, they don't respond to you friendly. And they would come and they would destroy Jerusalem, which is what happened in the Jewish War in 66 and 70 AD. It would be a terrible time for anybody living in that area. And so some people have said that Jesus is warning his followers and saying that you need to escape. And we see that even in this passage starting with verse 29. You saw the parable, look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves and you can see for yourself, know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you know that God's kingdom is near. And I assure you, this generation won't pass away until everything has happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And so they were given these warnings. And when all of these things did happen, it vindicated everything that Jesus had taught and showed that he was the Messiah. And the kingdom came in glory. And so for us, we might think of this passage and knowing that when Jesus showed up for his followers 2,000 years ago, that he can also show up for us today. And a final way that we can read this passage is to see the events of our day today. We can see this present reality of wars and turmoil, distress amongst the nations, climate catastrophes, the signs of the sun and the moon and the stars, and the roaring of sea and the surging of waves. We're dealing with a global pandemic, and we can feel that fear and anxiety from day by day. All the things that are going on in our life, both globally and personally, We can read this passage and know that God is going to show up and be present in our lives. The advent, that Jesus is coming once again, and that there will be a future for us. So Advent is about remembering the past, of God's boundless love, and that God chose to come and save the world through the incarnated love of Jesus. God didn't abandon his people, provided them the signs to see what they needed to see to be safe. And Advent is about remembering that God is Emmanuel, God with us even today. Right now is hard. Our stress levels are high, and we're just waiting for the next shoe to drop. Advent reminds us that God is still active in our world. And just when we need it, to look around and see God in all the myriad of small ways that God is active in our life day by day. Because God is here, God is present, God is working with us and through us in the world around us. And Advent is about looking to the future, the last day when Jesus will come and set the world to right. And we all get to live with resurrected bodies in the new heaven and new earth. That promised future helps us endure any level of hardship today because we know that God is with us and that God has our future in God's hands. And so stand up and raise your head because redemption is drawing near. I think there's three ways that we can apply this to our life today. The first is that God's boundless love is showing up in and through us each and every day. You know, when I lead small groups, I like to ask the question, where have you seen God in your life this week? And when I'm first meeting with a group, usually they just sort of stare at me and think, wow, that's a really tough question. What I've come to realize is that as you continue to ask this question, you continue to think about it, people know that they're going to be asked that question, and they start to look for God in their life. And they start to see God in the many small ways that God is active. They see God in those little moments with their family. Or they see God through worshiping together. Or they see God through their drive to work and listening to Christian music on the radio. Or they see God through a conversation with a friend. And so I ask you this morning, where did you see God in your life this week? And so I want you to turn to a friend right now. I know this is a little different, a little uncomfortable, but turn to a friend and share, where have you seen God in your life this week? You got about 1 minute. I know for me this week, my special God moment. Oh. I know for me this week, my special God moment was smoking a turkey with my brother and getting to talk about life and God and faith and everything that was going on through our lives. The second way that we need to apply the scripture to our life is that we are called to be the presence of God for other people. After Jesus comes, he ascends back to heaven and he gives us the mission of the church. We are the body of Christ, and that is a very high calling. We are called to reflect God into the world in all that we do for all people that we meet. For whatever reason, Jesus has entrusted the mission of the kingdom of God, of the church, to us. And we've been given the Holy Spirit to accomplish that. And he's empowered us day by day. And so we show boundless love. We show up for other people so that they know that God is with them. Now, I saw the video earlier today about the ministry that y'all participate in. And I've heard about other ministries that you participate in, like Stephen Ministry and your men's homeless closet ministry and things like that. When we do these works, we are the incarnation, the body of Christ in the world. I experienced this last weekend. One of our students' parents has a relationship with an African Methodist Episcopal pastor in Mount Pleasant, Texas. And so they started to come up with this idea of a mission trip because their church was literally falling down. Like the foundation was giving way and it was about the back half was about to fall off of the church. And so we'd do a mini mission trip and we would go and we would do this work. And on Sunday, we worshiped with them. And the pastor shared what our work meant to them. And it almost brought me to tears. And he was so excited that they could share this new area, this new back where we put in new flooring and again made sure that no one would fall through the ground or that it would fall off of the back of the building. And how excited they were and how much it made an impact it made on their church. You see, we are the presence of God for other people in the world. You may be the only God that someone meets when they go through their day by day. And so I invite you to reflect God into everyone you meet, because showing up is loving others, just as God showed up and loved us. Third and finally, whatever you are going through, this passage reminds us that we are not alone. This passage describes all sorts of turmoil, all sorts of difficulty, all sorts of stress, but the theme throughout it all is that God is with us. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're struggling with. We seem to have a lot going on as a society right now, and I know many of us have a lot going on in our personal lives. Whether we're struggling with depression or we're grieving loss, the Christmas time can be very hard for those who've lost loved ones. Many of us are hurting, and I just want you to know that you are not alone. God, Emmanuel, is God with us. This ultimate promise is that no matter what happens, that God will show up and that God's supporting and boundless love is with us. And so may we as the church focus on these three things: being more aware of God in our presence, of being the body of Christ in the presence of God with other people, and knowing that we are not alone. If we do this, not only will we experience God's boundless joy, we will also experience hope, joy, and peace this Advent season. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.